It's often said that if you've been diagnosed with cancer, then one of the best things you can do to help yourself is to have a positive mental attitude. But how true is that really? Dr. Robert Buckerman is a medical oncologist and author of the book Cancer is a Word, Not a Sentence.
I think for coping with both the diagnosis and the disease, a positive attitude, as we generally refer to it, fine. But there is a strong feeling that a positive attitude changes the outcome, and that you can live long if you've got a positive attitude, and that if you have negative thoughts, even for a minute, that'll somehow shorten your life. That is absolutely untrue. And a positive attitude in terms of the mental process changes the way you cope with everything, but does not change in any way, as far as we can see, the way that cancer cells actually behave. And there have been several studies in which positive attitude and mind therapy and relaxation or whatever it is has been added to one group of patients, and to see whether they actually do better. All of those studies have been negative. I mean, there are two studies done by Bernie Siegel, the Yale surgeon, that said that a positive attitude will absolutely change your outcome. And he was involved in two studies, and neither of them showed any difference at all. There was a study from the Livingston Wheeler Clinic in California, again, no difference at all. Although people love, and correctly so, like the Livingston Wheeler Clinic, and good. And the same is true of Bristol. The study in Bristol actually showed that there was no improvement in survival. In fact, there was a slight decrease, possibly due to the Bristol diet, and that's still being debated. But many people correctly feel that places like that offer a different psychological environment, and that they feel that they can cope better, with which I have no argument. I'm delighted. But the idea that a mental attitude can actually change your survival is damaging, very damaging, because if things are going badly for you, you think it's your fault. And breast cancer patients always come out to me and say, everyone says I'm not trying hard enough. And I say, that's just not true. There is no evidence that trying hard can actually improve your survival. One quick thing, a psychiatrist in Stanford, California, David Spiegel, not Bernie Siegel, David Spiegel, he looked back at his data and found that people who went to therapy groups actually improved their survival. And he thought, oh, is this an effect? So he did basically a repeat of that study, a big major repeat of that study, which was published about 3 years ago. No result at all, no improvement at all. So the therapy groups are very important. I run one at my own hospital at the Princess Margaret in Toronto. They are fabulous for coping and dealing with questions and dealing with the treatment and so on. But I would never suggest, and there is now no evidence, that they actually prolong survival at all. But who cares if everything is better? Then there is the idea that somehow your attitude of mind caused the cancer in the first place. And this was so common, such a conventional bit of wisdom, that actually, I remember this very well, a nurse at a public meeting said that when she meets a breast cancer patient for the first time, she says, what have you done in your life that causes your breast cancer? Well, there's no evidence whatever that stress or anything else increases your chance of getting breast cancer. One study from England suggested that, and that was probably because they were recording the amount of stress at the time of recurrence. When they repeated the study, asking the patient just after diagnosis, how stressful is your life, there was no effect. So stress is horrible, but the one thing it doesn't do is cause cancer. If stress makes you smoke, it isn't the stress that's causing you to develop cancer of the lung or have a high risk of developing cancer, it's the smoking. If you're stressed and you don't smoke, your chance of anything going wrong with you is just the same as all non-smokers. So it's a very, very important point that your mental attitude does not cause any of the cancers or change the survival after the diagnosis, but changes everything else, including your ability to cope with the treatment, how you relate to your doctor, how you relate to your family, and all of the other things. And as one of my patients said, a beautiful statement, that thing you call quality of life, doctor, that's what we call life, isn't it? And I said, absolutely. That's exactly what it is. Quality of life is life.
That's Dr. Robert Buckerman. His book, Cancer is a Word, Not a Sentence, is published by HarperCollins.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.